There's just no escaping it. Everywhere you turn, all you hear about is the coronavirus. It's everywhere.
News update, news update, news update. You know where it isn't, Anazap? In the middle of the American desert.
It's Hannah and Raven. Jared Leto, who is, he's a character.
Yeah.
We could give him that.
Yeah, he's
right?
One of those dudes.
He posted on Instagram yesterday, and this is what he wrote. Wow. 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. Like, what? Who does
that? It's Jared Leto.
Right.
Continue.
Right. We were totally isolated. No phone, no communication, etc. We had no idea what was happening outside the facility. Walked out yesterday into a very different world. One that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on. Hope you and yours are okay, sending positive energy to all. Stay inside and stay safe.
And his energy's never been stronger than when he emerges from the facility after 12 days. Let me just point a couple things out here.
Yeah.
He's totally Owen Wilson in Zoolander. He is that character.
Yes.
But, like, if you're in the desert, the first thing I thought of when I heard about this was Jared Leto emerging from the desert with maybe like a camel pouch that he had stored water in. And he's, you know, he just smells of sunshine and body odor.
Right.
And now I hear there's a facility or whatever. And I don't trust any of these sweat lodge type facilities that are out there in the Midwest, the Southwest of the country.
Why?
That just they keep your phone and there's no internet and stuff.
Don't you think somebody there should have
Somebody notify somebody that, hey, we're all going to be wearing masks today at Bikram Yoga.
Right.
All right?
Has anybody in this room traveled out of the country in the last 14 days?
It's a cult, man. When you get out there, if there's a building, then there ought to be electricity and plumbing, okay? And if there isn't those things and Wi-Fi and basic information, then you're in a cult, all right? And they have your bank account information, Jared Leto.
But, Raven, there's part of me that kind of wishes I was Jared Leto right
now. Of course.
Because I'm like, I was just in this meditation place, like Eat, Love, Pray, Julia Roberts style. I just somewhere in India, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, all of a sudden, I'm all consumed with glowing.
To be that aloof in general,
snakes in my belly.
Seems
I don't
remember. Amazing. It also seems like a derivative of hallucinogens. Well, you know, I'm saying.
Hey, let's put this a little bit louder, and let's pretend that we're in the desert right now. We don't know what's going on. There's no such thing as coronavirus. I've never even heard that sight. Self-isolation. I don't even know what that means. Social distancing. What? All I see is a lizard and a camel.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
If I'm meditating
right.
for 12 days,
you don't
trying to detach from the earth.
Yeah.
Yours is not the calming voice that's walking me through it. I don't want to be hurtful.
Well, let's be honest. Neither of us can be quiet. Silent meditation
right.
for 12
so how's
days.
How's that going to... It's not right. going to work at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no,
it's
no,
not
definitely.
Work.
The children and the coronavirus. Dr. Elizabeth Murray from the American Academy of Pediatrics at CNN and Raven. Elderly, we know, have really been targeted by this. But children, for the large part, they've been okay. Is that accurate, Dr. Murray?
It seems to be. I mean, the children don't seem to be getting nearly as sick. But the important point is we have every reason to believe that they still can get it and transmit the germ, just like other germs. So we really actually can call on our children to feel very empowered that they could be very, very helpful in this situation by doing a really good job by washing hands and covering their cough and not touching their face. They can really, really, really help to decrease the spread.
I've been trying to negate the amount of times that I go up and I steal kids' sippy cups, Anna. Mm-hmm. And then take a swig of whatever it is that they're sucking on. I mean, I don't know. They could be super carriers.
I'm hoping they're not going to create a whole other new germ. We've got enough new germs. Younger children, especially school-age children, they want to follow the rules. So this is time to kind of change the fear into an empowerment.
I have a 16-month and an 11-year-old. But the 16-month, I just can't help but kiss her cheeks. At this point, if you have it, aren't you already transmitting it to the children? Like, is there a reason to have that much social distancing within your house between you and your family?
No, and I think you're right. I think that, I mean, if you have obviously a high-risk person in your family, then certainly you're going to want to be taking extra precautions. But you're right. I mean, if you've all been together all along, it's already there. I mean, so we certainly don't want to be doing things to make our youngest children who don't understand what's going on, we don't want to make them more fearful because all of a sudden mom and dad are not hugging me and loving me.
Right.
We want to make sure that they still feel safe and comforted, and that is certainly fine. But I think that maybe a few weeks ago you weren't worrying so much about teaching them to cover their cough. Even these little ones, we can start that habit, start that practice now.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray from the American Academy of Pediatrics with us.
Yeah, we had a question on our Facebook page, which I actually thought was a really good one. My daughter had her 11-year checkup. It was supposed to be this past Monday. I ended up canceling it because I was like, why am I going to bring her out if she's healthy? Because now I'm just exposing her to the world when I don't really need to. But if you have a newborn and you have to be going to these doctor's appointments, should you be concerned about taking your small children out?
Well, all the doctor's offices are thinking long and hard about this and trying to decide, you know, what counts as an essential visit or not. And I think for the younger children who are frequently requiring vaccinations, it's kind of thought of this is an essential visit because we want to make sure that they're still protected against all the other things they need to be protected against. And so offices are coming up with plans, whether it be separate entrances or dividing up the entire office to a sick side and a well side instead of just maybe having separate waiting rooms. So, you know, have these conversations with your pediatricians and family docs. There are still definitely safe ways to go about doing this. Making sure you have that really important routine health care is going to be critical. We would hate to see a little baby, you know, falling behind on their growth or having some other thing going on that was missed because they weren't getting their routine care. There are going to be definitely times where it is fully appropriate to go ahead and maintain those appointments.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray, any last tips for parents, especially as they're home struggling with homeschooling, and any last tips?
So yeah, so important information coming out of our poison center is actually the calls for accidental ingestion of hand sanitizers in kids under six have gone way up recently. So it actually is Poison Prevention Month as well. So just an important reminder, you know, we have lots of cleaning supplies out, a lot more hand gel out now, but we need to make sure that we're keeping those things out of reach for little hands because we don't want there to be accidental exposures going on while we're doing our best to keep everybody nice and healthy.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray, she's the American Association of Pediatrics spokesperson. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Take care. Be safe.
I mean, it's only been a few days and already my family is sick of all the frozen chicken nuggets that I've bought, but I keep putting them in the air fryer because I think that's like a unique way to cook them. They don't agree.
Well, good thing we've got help from our friend Chef Plum. He's been locked inside before.
Yeah, Chef Plum from the Food Network with Anna and Raven. Plum, what do we got to make at home? Give us some easy recipes to try out.
With stuff we actually have.
Yeah.
I got to give you a lot of credit for doing the air fryer. What a great way to play right now with food when you're locked in the house. Use the air fryer for everything. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I stopped using the oven like months ago when I got it.
Do you put random items just in the air fryer just to see what will happen to them? Like your little sister's Barbies?
All the time.
Are you doing that, Anna, because it's easier to clean or because you actually want to experiment?
Because it's easier to clean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, listen, being locked inside the house isn't always a bad thing. You should take this time right now to do a lot of things with food that maybe you haven't tried before. One of the things I love to do, because we have the time to do it, is use the old crock pot, you guys. Crock pot cooking is fantastic. What that is a method of cooking called braising. Braising means to cook for a long period of time in a flavorful liquid at a lower temperature, right? You know, you could throw a brisket in there. You could throw a tough piece of meat like short ribs, like a beef short rib in there with some onions and a couple of potatoes. Set it for 4 hours on high. Pour half a bottle of red wine. Let me tell you what, that is fantastic.
That's all you have to do?
Is the way to go.
Plum, all you have to do is just pour half a bottle of wine in with the vegetables and the meat, and that's it? You don't have to add anything else?
I would season it with salt and pepper, but yeah, let it go. Because those juices from that meat are going to come down and mix with that wine as the wine slowly reduces. Just because it has a top on it doesn't mean it won't reduce a little bit. Reduce means take the water out of it. And then when you're done, you have these beautiful ribs and this awesome sauce with it. It's a really easy way to cook right now.
Does it matter what kind of wine?
No, it doesn't matter what kind of wine. You can use whatever kind of wine you want.
I don't know. It seems like a valid question.
There's no such thing as bad pizza in this case right here. I mean, you're locked on quarantine.
Because I'm not using the good wine.
Listen, the other thing you can do, incredibly easy for the whole family, take a whole chicken, throw it in your crock pot, put some carrots, celery, and onions in there, a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper. Set it for 4 hours on high and let it cook down. And let me tell you what, that chicken will be delicious. Have a beautiful gravy in the bottom of it and those veggies with it. It's an easy way to cook a giant meal for the whole family in one pot.
I love the crock pot because you walk in and it's like meat has gotten naked in your house. You just smell it. It's so good. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I've never thought about it like that. But I guess that's the way to look at it, too, Raven.
You should write that down.
Give me one thing I can make in my air fryer, something new. You know I'm obsessed with my air fryer.
In the air fryer. Okay, great. So if you get some ground beef, go to the grocery store right now. Everyone's freaking out. There's not a lot left in the stores. But one of the things you can always get is ground beef. You're going to brown it in a pan. Really easy. You're going to have to use one pan here, Anna. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Season it up, a little chili powder, a little cumin. And then you're going to take some tortilla shells, the 6-inch soft taco shells. Put some of that ground beef in there. Add a little cheese to it. You can even put some salsa if you want. Roll it up into like a cigar, put them in your air fryer, the seam side down so it won't open, and that air fryer will fry those things up in there. They get crispy, crunchy, and that beautiful filling on the inside. Takes about, I don't know, 8 minutes in the air fryer.
Taquitos!
Yeah!
Taquitos.
And you know what else goes great with taquitos? Margaritas.
Margaritas. Okay. All right, well.
Or the new thing is the quarantinis.
Right.
The quarantini. You know what we shouldn't have is coronas.
No.
Oh, no, I'm supporting.
I actually bought a case of Corona Light just because I felt like I had to do my part to help.
That's right.
I feel bad for that company, though, man. I love Coronas, and are we not going to be able to drink them anymore?
No, we could drink them. Everything's fine. You don't actually get the coronavirus from that. You get coronavirus from touching strangers.
Chef Plum from the Food Network, as always, thanks for the great ideas, bud.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you guys when the quarantine is over.
Seems like a lifetime ago, but about 10 days ago, #cancel everything was trending. Little did we know that that was going to be our reality very, very soon.
Yeah, not only is it the stuff that's closed down, but it's the decisions you have to make of stuff that is coming up. I talked to a couple the other day. One of three all had to cancel their wedding. Very sad.
It's Anna and Raven. What did you have to cancel? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, we had to cancel our trip to Disney with my son's high school music department. The marching band was going to march down Main Street at Magic Kingdom and everything.
Aww.
Oh, that's an amazing experience, I'm sure. You know, I remember just doing regular parades and band back in the day, but when you do a big one like that, and especially at Disney, you're king of the world that day.
Yeah, that's too bad. Stinks. I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully they get another opportunity.
We're hoping. We're still holding out hope.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you could just get the keys to the place? We'll run it. I swear we'll use wipes and have run to the place for 14 hours one day.
That's like a dream come true right there. Yeah.
Right. I've seen pictures and video, and it's so weird to see it all empty right now.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you have to cancel?
Hi, my son is a senior in high school. His senior musical, pretty much everything that normally happens in your senior year, it's all being canceled. They don't even know if they're going to have graduation or grad night.
Oh. Yeah. And disruption of school is one of the things that affects so many others. It's not just the logistics of planning when kids are going to school and so forth, but the normalcy, the feeling that it gets, you know? They don't normally cancel school unless there's an emergency matter.
But, you know, it's one thing to cancel school, but the thing that the kids look forward to, prom, those kind of things, like, that's just awful. That stinks.
If 99.9% of my class stayed home, I probably would have had a better chance at Prom King, though.
Right, it's true.
I might have got it.
At home, you can crown yourself by yourself in self-isolation.
I might have got it.
Yeah.
Hannah and Raven, what did you have to cancel?
Hey, so as we speak right now, I'm supposed to be at a bachelor party in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. And the real kicker is that all my friends still went, but my wife, she's a nurse, so she said it's probably not a good idea to go, so I didn't go. But everyone down there seems alive and fine and having fun. So, you can imagine how I feel sitting at home.
Right, until they start shutting everything down. Probably made the right decision not to go. Oh, that stinks, though. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What did you have to cancel?
I have to cancel a Disney cruise.
Oh.
Sad.
Well, how do the kids take it?
The only saving grace is that we were going to do the whole thing as a surprise, and we were going to tell them that morning. So they don't know.
Mm. Oh, it still stinks, though.
Right, because their life is just as dismal as it was a week ago.
Right.
And you thought you were going to bring some light to it, and now you've failed them once again. It's tough to be a parent, right?
It really is.
We feel like we could change the whole world, but obviously it's not your fault.
Yeah, honestly, I am so upset about it. I mean, more than my husband. I've been counting down the days for like an entire year.
Yeah. Well, at least with Disney, you know, like they'll make it right. They got money to burn. So they'll let you reschedule. They'll let you know. They'll put you on it. It's not like one of these other things where you're just like, no, they're keeping it. You know, like you don't know whether or not you'll get a refund or a voucher. Like Disney is definitely going to give you your money. So that's at least good.
Well, we hope so. We shouldn't say that. We don't know what's going to happen.
All of a sudden, Disney does something they've never done before. They keep everybody's money. Seems odd, but right.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a brother, Raven. His name is Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, he's a news anchor on CNN.
Sure.
So it's not surprising that Chris would have his brother Andrew on the show, right?
Yeah, seems like easy access. I'm going to text you. Yo, you going to be there? Yeah, I'm going to be there. Great. Cool.
Right. What actually did happen is surprising, though. It's Anna and Raven. Started out innocently enough. Chris asked his brother Andrew about the possibility of imposing a curfew to keep people from spreading the virus. And then the governor said this.
Curfew? I don't like the word curfew. Dad tried to have a curfew for me. I never got past the resentment, but... I do believe you'll see more tightening if the numbers don't slow.
Your problems with the curfew. It's the least of your problems, just so you know.
I never thought you violated the curfew all the time, caused much pain, but that's a different story.
What is happening? What is happening? happening?
Wait a minute. Is he trying to avert information? Is he trying to divert attention to the fact that he's not really answering that question? Or is this a truly deep-seated situation here between brothers?
I feel like there's so many fights among siblings happening at homes right now because they're stuck together for an extended period of time that he's just like, I'm going to fight my brother. But Chris, he's not going to back down from his brother.
I just can't decide whether or not they're terrible actors or if they're...
This is real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Either way, very amusing because Chris decides he's going to come back.
He's going to keep going.
He doesn't care that his brother's the governor. It's still his brother.
Follow up. This is my
governor
show.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, I'm proud of what you're doing. I know you're working hard for your state, but no matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call mom. She wants to hear from you.
I called mom just before I came on this show.
It's not what
she
said.
By the way, she said I was her favorite.
Oh, good.
This is clearly now these are lies. He didn't call his mom. She didn't say that.
Right.
It didn't happen right at this moment.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
good
so.
Good news is she said you were her second favorite.
Mm.
Second favorite son,
no.
Christopher.
Believe you're lying to my audience. You've blown the credibility of the entire interview.
Second favorite son. Oh, listen to the words. I didn't hear it. Listen to the words.
Politicians are very tricky. You throw a word in there after the first time you said it, creates a lot of doubt.
Mm. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Whether or not this is orchestrated,
okay,
it's still nice. It's a nice break from all the seriousness.
Do you think it's nice? Because there's certain siblings that I think that they bicker, and then there's other siblings, brothers especially, where they actually fist fight. And it sounds like the two of them fist fight.
Oh, no, I feel like they fist fight.
Like they have wrestled 100%. Around on the, like you could see Thanksgiving or Christmas is just...
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're on the ground, and one of them's got one of them in a headlock, and it's like you're 39,
Andrew,
you're 42,
Andrew, let your brother go. Right.
You're governor, for gosh sakes, let him up.
You're hurting him, Christopher. Christopher, you're hurting him. Let go.
But thank you for sharing with us and being real.
But here's how it all ended.
I love you, brother.
You too, brother.
Aww.
Oh, so they're not going to fight tonight.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
But they're going to fight it at Easter.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, definitely. Health and medicine reporter Lenny Bernstein from the Washington Post. It's Anna and Raven. What is social distancing and are we doing it right?
Social distancing is keeping yourself 6 feet away from any other person because that's the distance the virus can travel in the droplets that come out when you're sneezing or coughing or talking. What we want to do is reduce the number of people that you're spreading this virus to. The single simplest way to do that is to stay apart from other people.
I'm not sure what 6 feet is more to me, whether it's disgusting or impressive. I think it's probably both, really, is what I'm thinking.
It's true. In normal time, nobody thinks twice about it, right? Somebody coughs, somebody sneezes, nobody cares. But now 6 feet is like a critical distance.
Being a health and medicine reporter, you're gathering so much information. It's constantly being thrown at you. What have you seen so far regarding the coronavirus and social distancing that's been surprising?
I think one of the things I've learned is if we can keep the number of people that each person infects down, then we can smooth out how this virus spreads across our country. It is going to spread. It is going to happen. It is here. But what we're trying to do is to manage how quickly it moves through the population. If it moves through the population like Italy and there's this giant spike and everybody heads to the hospital at the same time, we've got big, big problems. No medical system can handle that. If we smooth it out by staying away from each other, they are going to have a better chance of handling the surge that is coming.
You know, obviously, Lenny, strains change year to year. That's why we get flu updates. Do we expect that to happen with coronavirus? Is this something that we could be dealing with year after year?
Great question. Two things about the flu. It tends to burn itself out in the summertime, right? And most importantly, there's a flu vaccine. In this virus, it's a completely different virus from the flu. So we have no guarantee that it's going to burn itself out. And we don't have a vaccine for it yet. We don't really know. And that's what everybody is worried about. What if this just keeps going? Eventually, we'll all build up immunity to it as we get exposed to it. But that could be a long period of time. They are trying to develop a vaccine, but that's about 18 months away.
One of the little wars going on online right now, Lenny, is the fighting between those that are adhering to the warnings and staying home and those that are going about their daily lives as they please. Do you see enforcement for this coming?
Well, the government does have those powers. They have chosen yet not to use them, giving you recommendations. But I hear you. You know, when I read these horror stories about people partying one on top of each other because they just don't think there's really a threat, they just don't think there's really a virus, those people are asking to get sick. If it comes to it, yeah, you might see a governor saying, okay, that's it. We got to lock you in your homes. But right now, they're ordering places where people gather to shut down and hoping that people will heed the call that way.
Wrapping up on social distancing, Lenny Bernstein of the Washington Post.
Listen to the scientists. Wash your hands. stay home, stay away from other people. If you're sick, stay home and get a test. If you got to sneeze, sneeze into your elbow. It's really basic stuff that we've been telling people for years about the flu, only now it's really, really important.
Lenny Bernstein is a health and medicine reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.